According to one estimate, more than 2,600 people have perished at the hands of the terrorists in the last 2.5 years, with 500 civilians killed in just the past 3 months. Apart from serious ramifications for the country and its future, these attacks are sapping the morale of the ordinary citizen, who is becoming increasingly despondent.
Everybody knows it, that to take the life of any innocent person is not only haram, but this is the biggest sin. This is like killing all the humanity. Killing innocent people through any means is haram, and this is the biggest sin.
A spate of coordinated gun, rocket and suicide attacks by the militants in the last few weeks have shook the nation. The bloodiest of them and the most worrisome was the one on the Parade Lane Mosque, a stone's throw away from the Army General Headquarters, killing 40 worshippers, mostly Army officials.
That is where the intelligence, yes, there is a deficiency. There is not a deficiency because of the fact that nobody is making an effort or the strategy is not there on the part of the intelligence agencies. But the point is that they haven't succeeded. So they should sit and probably think what has gone wrong and how they can rectify things so that they have more success.
Equally terrorizing was the attack on a busy market in Lahore, claiming more than 40 lives, mostly women and children. The whole country, with the possible exception of Karachi, is under the attack of the militants. Ordinary citizens, including women and children, security personnel and the military elite, are like sitting ducks for the terrorists.
Now, there are two parallels that I would put to it. One is the military operation where a certain area occupied by somebody else and used freely has been retrieved. The other is the intelligence war that goes on in the cities and towns, so that like those 10 people hiding somewhere for a month then attacking the G2 does not happen. So that is another aspect of the whole war, in fact.
The attack on the army headquarters a few weeks ago and now on a mosque in a high security zone and on the intelligence agency headquarters in the city of Multan, obviously serious security lapses, vividly illustrates the capacity of the terrorist to hit his nemesis. If the protectors are not protected, how can the ordinary citizen feel secure?
Primarily, our strategy is based on intelligence collection, analysis of the information that we are able to get, with the help of sources. For example, in Islamabad, if you see, we have layers of security. We have 5 layers of security in Islamabad. So anybody who enters Islamabad is to be checked at least 5 to 5 times. In the context of Islamabad, we had 6 major incidents in the year 2009 so far, of which 5 have been traced. And we know who the associates and facilitators were, and most of them have been arrested.
Unfortunately, despite the urgency which the situation demands, Pakistan is yet to have a comprehensive and cohesive anti-terrorism policy. Neither the squabbling politicians nor the government in Islamabad is on the same page on just how to bring the country out of its present morass.
Well, yes, Pakistan will win this war, can win this war. If it does not, it will only be attributable to absolute incompetent handling.
The US is now threatening Pakistan with an invasive attack within its borders if it does not deliver the Taliban and Al-Qaeda to them. It simultaneously has announced a drawdown strategy of its troops from Afghanistan. Analysts here believe that Pakistan might be left in the lurch, just like when the Americans abandoned Afghanistan following the Soviet withdrawal. Some analysts are of the opinion that Pakistan must open its options to negotiate rather than militarily trying to defeat the terrorists. Adil Sabir, Press TV, Islamabad.